بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had discussed the interactions that had taken place between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the mushrikeen, the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarrama. And one of the accusations, or rather the insults that they would cast against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that they would claim that the Qur'an was a fabrication from his side, that he was not really receiving any divine revelation. And one of the accusations they had made was, دَرَسْتَ لِيَقُولُوا دَرَسْتَ, which had come a few verses in the past, where they would say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had studied the scriptures of the people of the past, and this was where he was taking his information from, this was where he was getting the incidents and the stories of the past nations from, and he was then creating a Qur'an, he had fabricated this, and he was then now propagating this to his people. And naturally, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would hear accusations like this, then they were ever ready not just to defend the deen of Allah, but to defend Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as well. And they would then begin to fight with these disbelievers, and at times these Sahaba radiallahu anhum would begin to pass remarks and insult the deities and the idols of these mushrikeen. So they would speak ill of their deities, of their idols. But these mushrikeen, because of their ignorance, because of their foolishness, they would retaliate and they would now begin to insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions the Sahaba and the people of Iman that when you are dealing with people like this, people who are ignorant, people who are foolish, people who are not rational, then do not start insulting their ideology or their belief system. Because the only outcome, the only result of this is that they will now start to insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So rather than this having any benefit, it will cause greater harm, not just to yourselves, but to them also. They will now sink deeper into kufr and disbelief when they begin to insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says to the Sahaba, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, that do not insult those who they worship other than Allah. فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا, lest they now insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in retaliation. بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, and they will do this having absolutely no knowledge whatsoever, in ignorance, in foolishness. كَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَّا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلَهُمْ, Allah says, thus we make the actions of every group fair-seeming to them. In other words, they will think that this is something good that they are doing. They are defending their idols, defending their deities, not realizing that ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ مَرْجِعُهُمْ, their ultimate return will be to their Rabb. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and the day will come when he will inform them of their actions. Allah will now take out the files and will show to them exactly what they had done. And of course on that day their recompense or their punishment will take place. So Allah instructs the Sahaba here that listen, do not get involved in this emotional argument with them. Rather, if you wish to argue with them or you wish to show them the truth, then do this in a rational way. Do this using proofs, dalail, etc. Do not insult and swear at their deities, because this is going to have a negative effect. And we find the very same concept is mentioned in the hadith as well. The narration of Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhuma, which appears in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that min akbaril kabair, one of the major sins, is an yal'ana ar-rajulu walidayhi, that a person curses and insults his own parents. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, O Nabi of Allah, how is it possible for a person to insult his own parents? Nobody is going to do something like this. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then explained, let's say you may get into an argument with somebody, there's some dispute that has broken out, and in that emotional condition of yours, you now insult or curse his father, and this person in retaliation will now curse your father. So in reality, you became the cause for your own father being cursed and insulted. This is a major sin and you will be sinful for this. You initiated this entire dialogue and you began to curse his father. So this was your fault and you will be held responsible for this. So here, the very same concept, that when a person is arguing or is debating or comes or is having a discussion with somebody who is of a false ideology, false belief system, and this person is an ignorant person, a foolish person, an emotional person, then it is not beneficial to begin insulting him or to begin insulting his belief system, even though we know that it may be false. Rather, a person has to deal with this in a mature manner, in a responsible manner, so that that person does not now speak negatively about deen and about Islam. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that these mushrikeen would constantly ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to bring certain miracles and signs, and they would claim specific, or rather they would ask him to bring specific signs. So they would say, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ, that they would take firm oaths in the name of Allah, لَإِنْ جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ, that if a sign has to come to them, لَيُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهَا, they will bring iman in it. So they would say that, listen, if you produce this miracle, then we'll bring iman. And of course, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was then desirous of this miracle being given to him in order for them to bring iman. Allah now says to him, قُلْ, that say to them, إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, that as far as miracles and signs are concerned, this is in the hands of Allah. This is not within my control. I am not able to just create a miracle when and how I want to. وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ, then Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that what will make you realize, O Nabi of Allah and O people of iman, that أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاءَتْ, if the sign has to come, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, these people still won't bring iman. So you are so desirous that if only Allah could give you this miracle, the sign at your hands, and you can then display this, and these people will bring iman. But the reality is that they will not bring iman. This is just a delaying tactic they are using. And even if you had to bring 1,000 signs in front of them, their hearts have already been sealed. Allah then mentions, وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ, we will turn their hearts and their gazes away. كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, just as they did not bring iman the first time. In other words, the first miracle or the first sign that you ever brought to them, just as they turned away from this, their hearts were sealed, they didn't want to see the truth. No matter what sign you will now bring to them, their hearts and their gazes will be turned away. وَنَذَرُهُمْ, Allah says, we will leave them, we will abandon them. فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ, this phrase has great imagery behind it. Allah says, we will abandon them. يَعْمَهُونَ, يَعْمَهُونَ means a person who is who has very weak eyesight, or he is almost blind, and this person is now in an area that is unfamiliar to him. How he begins wandering around, moving to the right, moving to the left, he doesn't know where he is going, he can't find his way out of that place or that area. Allah says, we will leave them wandering blindly in their transgression and disbelief. In other words, they will be looking to this side, to that side, trying to find some basis for their beliefs, some basis for their deities, their idols. But the reality is they will be like blind people. They will not see the truth. They will not have any hidayat. Reason for this is because of their arrogance, their stubbornness. And here, and we will terminate on this, Mufassirin explain that the objection that would normally be made here is Allah says, we will turn their gazes and their hearts away. Can this now not be used as an excuse by them on the day of Qiyamah? That listen, we would have wanted to bring iman, but Allah caused us to turn away. So the reality is that Allah will do this on account of their decision, on account of them showing arrogance, on account of them not being ready to accept. Allah will now merely aid them and assist them in their misguidance. Therefore, they will not be able to use this as an excuse against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.